Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. Welcome back, sister travelers. Well, you know the show is all about solo travel, but the big question is, why should you travel solo? And you may often get a lot of people kind of asking you that same question, especially when we are, you know, we're humans and we like to be with other people. We like to be in community. So, you know, people might ask you, why travel solo when you could possibly go with somebody else, or you could share the experience with somebody else, or you can go with a group and have a whole lot of fun. Well, I'm here to share with you 10 reasons why you should travel alone, and especially at least once in your life, but I encourage it to become more often. Yes, we want to intersperse maybe some couple travel or group travel, but there's lots of benefits to traveling solo. So, you know, it's a transformative experience. It is rewarding, regardless of your age or gender. And we as women over 50 are unique in that we are, as I mentioned in the last episode, that we're kind of leading the way in solo travel these days. We make up a huge percentage of the demographics of those that are solo traveling. So why do we do it? Well, number one, I believe a lot of us go for self-discovery. When we travel alone, it allows you to connect with yourself, maybe discover your passions, go a little deeper into understanding yourself, a reflective time, right? And it can just be this powerful journey of this self-discovery. And two, you develop some independence. You know, when you're solo traveling, you can't rely on other people. You also have to make all the decisions from choosing your destination to the itinerary that you might travel or follow or not, right? How you'll manage your budget, and just becoming independent also boosts your self-confidence and self-reliance, which I strongly encourage. That's why I believe in solo travel, because of that whole self-confidence and self-reliance that naturally comes out of this solo travel experience. Okay, so you got your independence there. Some of that also feeds into number three, flexibility, meaning you can travel alone when you want to. You have the freedom to go when you want. Maybe you have friends that can't go with you, so going solo is one way to get to that destination that you desire. There's also freedom when you are traveling within your plans. You can go on a whim. It's flexible. You don't have to rely on someone else's input or other people's interests and trying to compromise or adjust to those. You have flexibility in your travel. When you go, where you go, what you see when you go, all right? So lots of positive outcome from that. Along the lines of this self-discovery, number four, there's also personal growth that happens when you travel alone, because it challenges you to step out of your comfort zone, right? And we have to adapt to new atmospheres. We have to overcome any kind of obstacles, and overcoming these challenges can build resilience. And as I mentioned before, it can increase your problem-solving skills. So for example, maybe you find yourself a little lost in a city, then you have to kind of get into that, you know, problem solving and figuring out, you know, maybe you need to catch a bus somewhere, right? So then you have to problem solve. Well, where can I catch a bus? How will I go about doing that? And there are many ways that you can resolve that problem. Maybe one way is asking somebody, or being able to look or read a map would be another way to resolve or problem solve that issue. So lots of personal growth happens when we travel solo. Number five, there's cultural immersion. Traveling alone can really facilitate deeper cultural immersion. Believe it or not, you're more likely to engage with locals and local culture when you're not distracted by other people and maybe what they want to do. And this actually can lead to just some more authentic and enriching experiences when you travel. So if that's something you strive to do when you travel, then just know when you travel alone, there's going to be more opportunities. And that leads into number six. You know, you're making new friends. When you're traveling solo, you are almost forced to talk to other people. You don't have somebody else to talk to. So you might find it easier to strike up conversations with people. Maybe you're waiting in a line and you talk to the people around you, or wherever you're staying. Maybe you run into people that are also traveling and you kind of connect, or you connect with locals, right, while you're at your actual destination. Number seven, you have increased mindfulness. So solo travel really provides the opportunity for solitude, right? So in solitude, I don't know about you, but I just love to, you know, do a lot of reflective time, journal during that time, and it's one way that I kind of become more mindful. I also love to sit and absorb the beauty of my surroundings and kind of reflect on that. And you know, we're sitting and we're, you know, being mindful during these times of solo travel, and it's because we are not having distractions of other people or other agendas. I have run into that where I've gone places with a group of people, and you know, you're trying to follow a certain itinerary that was maybe developed with the group in mind, and it gets a little distracting, I think, because it creates less space for you to just be sitting in solitude. Number eight, solo travel. I don't know about you, but it reduces stress. Part of one of the reasons I go solo traveling is it's not stressful, right? And I can do what I want. And maybe just traveling in itself is a way that you find reduction in stress. Okay. So, you know, you're getting away from your stressful job or stressful life. So traveling solo can bring about just that way to just not have to deal with the stress of what you have left behind, but also maybe reduction of stress of having to deal with other people's personalities or temperaments. So you are reducing stress. Number nine, personal achievement. You successfully navigated a solo trip and can be proud of yourself. That's a personal achievement. And for my folks that are, you know, still on the fence, or you still have this fear about getting out there and doing a solo trip, you have to understand that once you do it, it's like, I mean, you're accomplishing this huge goal and you're conquering a fear, and you're even possibly learning a new skill while you're there. So it's a huge boost to your self-esteem in that once you finish a solo trip, how more successful you feel that I did it, you know, I did it. And you feel, number 10, you feel empowered. So empowerment happens when we travel solo, and it challenges us, you know, especially as we are aging, to go out and do this on our own. And it sends us a mental message that we are capable of doing this because we're taking control of our own life and we're taking control of our experience. So you get this, on top of that personal achievement, I reached my goal, you get empowered in doing so. So you can see there are so many benefits to traveling solo. So you may get asked by others, why travel solo? Or you may be asking yourself, why should I go alone? And these are 10 reasons I mean, if they're not reason enough, I hope it encourages you to get out there and go explore. And in doing so, you're going to start to see some of these benefits kind of evolve in your life. You're going to start to feel less stressful, more empowered, feeling like you've made an achievement. You're going to be more mindful and, you know, have personal growth and feel some self-discovery within yourself. And while traveling alone can, you know, offer all these benefits, as I always stress, it's important to prioritize safety. And women over 50, and like all travelers, should take precautions. One thing is making sure you research your destination before you go. As I've said before, share your itineraries with someone back home so they know where you are, right? I know that's a concern of ours when we travel solo, is that, you know, what if something happens? And then just staying aware of your surroundings and being aware, you know, using your intuition, being, you know, aware, keeping your eyes open. But otherwise, as you can hear, solo travel can be immensely rewarding. And it's really essential to our growth and independence as women. And it's really enjoyable. I know that each time I go, I want to do more solo travel. So I truly hope if you have not tried to solo travel, that these 10 reasons will get you, you know, more motivated to go ahead and plan that first trip. And now you also have reasons, you know, to answer that question as to why travel solo. It's a whole plethora of reasons and benefits to solo traveling. And I hope you will get out there and go on that adventure. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.